What's going on, successors? Welcome to the Speak Your Success Show. We are live. We're live. We're live. I'm your host, Jonathan Jones, and today is March 17th. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Happy birthday to producer Britt. Mama, producer Britt, come on out here. Come on out here. Y'all, today is Monday momentum. We amped up. Producer Britt, I'm sorry I took your shine. Go ahead. Tell your mama happy birthday. My bad. Go ahead. Tell your mama.
Go ahead. I was looking for, I got so many pictures. But mama, happy birthday. I love you, mama. Her name is Carla Turner. She's from St. Louis, Missouri. She looks amazing. And I love my mama. I wouldn't be here without her. I love you, mommy. I love you.
Shout out to mama. Yeah, shout out to my and she is a faithful supporter of the show.
Yes, she, you know, well, okay, Jonathan, this is what she does. So, you know, when she has an iPad, she has the phone, da 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 da, all the gadgets. But she watches it on her TV. She puts it okay. The show on the TV. You know, that's our show. Like, that's how she watches us.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
That's special.
Mama
that's
be special. Supporting. Mama be supporting. She always mama support be out the here. Baby. Yeah.
Shout out to mama. Monday moment. Oh,
there she is. Oh, okay. She's so cute.
Oh man, love
She's
to
adorable.
See it. Okay,
yeah. That's my mama. That's my mama. Okay, right. So you ready for this? For this news, you ready for this?
Come on. Bring that news. Bring the tea. Bring
all
the
right.
tea.
So okay. Not go. A lot of tea, but it's March Madness. Mm-hmm. All right.
Oh, yeah.
So
oh, yeah.
We have the men. They already kicked off, but we have the women, and they kick off on Friday, okay? No. Some games okay. start on Wednesday. I'm sorry. Some games start on Wednesday, and then, you know, just going throughout the week. But
that's true.
You watching? Mm-hmm. Juju?
I am going to tap in a little bit more this year than I have in previous years mm-hmm. because it's just something about March Madness. Even with, like, the play-in games, and you see it live, you see the action happening – you see that shot. You see that. It's just something about the energy with March Madness. It's different. So this year, I'm going to tap in at least to a couple of games, producer uh-huh. Britt. Because, you know, I know a couple of hoopers out there. So
yeah,
I'm going
yeah.
to support.
Yeah,
I'm
going
to support.
In.
I'm going to support.
You tapped in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm ready to see Juju. I'm ready to see South Carolina. There's 68 teams. I'm not a bracket player, men or women, but – if you know how to play that bracket and if you get it right, good luck all to you bracket players out there.
Crazy.
So crazy. Y'all predictions, y'all be on it. So I'm amazed to see who wins the bracket this year. It'll be great.
I'm with you on that. I never understood. Like, I mean, I get it. The upsets happen, but I still never understood, like, how do people actually really win? Like, how do you know that this person's going to upset this person? That's going to happen. I'd be like, nah, it's too much. It's too much. How you know? I don't know.
Yeah, it's too much. Okay, next we got on the list, Jonathan. Sad day. You know, I'm 31, forever 21, but
okay.
I don't shop here anymore because I'm 31. But, you know, back in the day, high school, early college, this was the place for us. And this is their not their okay. first time declaring bankruptcy, but their second time declaring
I didn't
bankruptcy.
Know that.
So I know the one in Grapevine Mills Mall, that one is closing down. And I think they're slowly but surely all stores will be permanently closed. Mm-hmm. Mm. By the international stores remain, but they're still, you know, affected here and there by okay. no business. So were you a Forever 21 shopper? They got a men's section. Were you in there?
Forever 21, H&M, you know, they would get a little bit of my coin. And I just need like a little shirt or something. Wasn't
trying to
spend too much money. Because, you know, I worked at True Religion. Then I go over there, get a little shirt, little, you know, something light.
You
I
gotta
need
mix
something
it
quick.
Up. Designer on the bottom, little Forever 21 on the top, because you're not,
you know what I'm saying?
Just got a throwaway top.
It was. You read my mind. I'm about to say little throwaway, a little throwaway. Yeah. Little throwaway V-neck.
Okay. And so, my next story here. Let's see what I got for y'all. So, you drink poppy, correct?
Every once in a while, because you know it's probiotic, so you gotta take
probiotic,
your time.
Probiotic, but it's a soda, correct?
Correct.
Probiotic
correct.
Soda. Okay, we can't let things, you know, the industry doesn't let things, you know, be on their own. They have to buy everything. So Pepsi said, hey, Poppy, we want some of that Poppy money. So we going to give you $1.7 billion, and that's what it's going to be. That's what it's going to be. So they bought Poppy for $1.7 billion.
That's a lot of pops. That's a lot of pops.
And for the listeners, remember that Poppy started on Shark Tank. So this is a Shark Tank product. And I love when I see Shark Tank products come into fulfillment and get the big giant sale that they're looking for. So congratulations on both sides. I hope Pepsi doesn't change anything. No weird flavors, nothing weird. But I'm ready for it.
Okay. I mean, I'm looking forward to it too, but as I look over, just to the side, you know, the chat right now is going crazy. We got some people that have been chiming in. We got Wellness with Giovanni. She says South Carolina, born and raised. Uh-huh. When you was talking about March Madness, we got Coach Terry Bryan in the chat.
Coach Terry.
Fred Jones. Yeah, Fred Jones in the chat talking about that there's never been a perfect bracket. we got Raquel Smith. What's up? What's up? Got Coach YB. Peace and blessings. Peace and blessings. So look, man, shout out to y'all in the chat.
How y'all doing?
Yeah,
all
chat
right.
Fam.
Okay, so not my last story, but if you have Google or Outlook, the FBI and the CIA have issued a joint bulletin warning that there is a Medusa ransomware gang. It's been active since 2021, and they've attacked over 300 victims as of February 2025. So they target medical education, legal, insurance, technology, manufacturing organizations, and they use the emails to exploit people. So just being aware, just putting that out there as a PSA, be aware of what's going on in your email. Don't click on everything, but just, you know, just delete it. Okay. If it's not someone you don't know, just delete it. We're at that time where technology is just trying to take over everything. So make sure you change your passwords, do whatever you got to do, write your new password down. But be aware of your email. So that was just a little PSA. Okay, and my last one, Jonathan, I wanted to update you on this. Okay, so you know how Michelle Obama, they started their podcast, her and her brother. So there is another podcast out there called In My Own Opinion. Now hers is IMO with Michelle Obama and Craig Robinson. And so the In My Own Opinion podcast has knocked on the door of our forever first lady and said, can you change the name of your podcast?
Mama.
Yeah. Right? What do you think of that? You're the podcast guru. Somebody said, Jonathan, I like this name. Change your name.
That's cool, but you just got to move out the way. You just have to change your own name, because once she puts, first of all, they put their podcast out, they got all the publicity. Like, they got earned media, they got free media, they got paid media. And I don't know who this other podcast is, but people,
I never heard of them either.
That's what I'm saying. They're gonna see Michelle Obama and her brother's podcast come up first. Yeah. So y'all might as well just create a different name. Uh-huh. Might as well just go ahead, give them that domain, and just move on. You gotta let it go. You're done.
Okay.
Yeah, you're done.
All right. And last but not least, I got your girl, Flage, right?
Flage.
Okay, Flage. So she has teamed up with Experian as a spokesperson for them to relieve debt for 5,000 families, totaling $5 million to help families in Louisiana.
So, producer Britt, this is NIL for good.
Yeah.
Okay.
She got what? She got rapper money. She got
She got rapper money. She got podcast money.
Oh, she do got a podcast.
She got the NIL on the court money.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. She and apparently she helping people with the debt free money situation. So
that's good. That's good. You know, she went to LSU. She's helping the people down there. So, you know, go her. And my Women's History Month fact of the day was, of course, my mama. So, you know, she raised me. I'm amazing. She's amazing. My sister's amazing. We're all amazing women in my family. So shout out to my mama again. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. I hope she's somewhere drinking something green. I hope she's really enjoying it right now.
Okay? Oh, yeah. Happy St. Patrick's Day, y'all. Happy St. Patrick's Day. I know, as black folks don't really celebrate St. Patrick's Day, but, you know, I got a little green on for the occasion.
I got a little green. You can't What's see that? It. It's right here on the pocket square. It's green, though. It's green.
Okay. Coach Terry, I think he's playing tonight. All right, guys. So if you saw anything scrolling and you want to feature on a show, send me a DM at Producer Britt on Instagram or TikTok, and I will review it and I will put it in the lineup. All right. Mm-hmm. When we come back, Jonathan, what we got coming up?
We got an exciting show tonight. We got Q the speaker. He's in our virtual building tonight. We're going to bring him out. He has an amazing story, and he's going to share a little bit about his background, and we're gonna get into all that with more speaker success after we come back from this commercial break. So don't go nowhere, hit subscribe, and we'll see you in a minute. Looking for an exciting workout that's not only fun but makes you feel alive? It's time to step up your fitness. Extreme Hip Hop with Treece, that's your answer. This isn't your typical workout. Extreme Hip Hop with Treece is an energizing step workout that combines simple moves with fresh beats, both old and new, creating an atmosphere that makes fitness exciting. With a focus on all elements of fitness, cardio, muscular conditioning, flexibility, and balance, you're guaranteed to burn calories and get addicted to the energy. Extreme becomes your safe space, which is a welcome environment where everyone is accepted. It's where you can let go of those worries of the world and focus on getting healthy. Ready to get energized? Join Extreme Hip Hop with Treece today. All right. Family, welcome back to Speak Your Success. And just as I shared before first of all, one last time, happy birthday to mama. Happy birthday to Carla Turner, because she's a faithful supporter of the show. And we love her here at Speak Your Success. All right, y'all. Y'all know that today is Monday momentum, and we want to start your week off with a bang, with a kickstart. So y'all, I'm going to go ahead and get ready to welcome out today's guest. As an award-winning motivational speaker, Q the Speaker specializes in equipping youth with the tools to overcome challenges, heal, and thrive. With a focus on resilience, mental health, and grief recovery, he empowers young minds to embrace growth and transformation. Drawing from his own inspiring journey, Q the Speaker creates a profound connection with his audience, instilling hope and delivering actionable strategies that foster emotional well-being and personal development. With his true impactful storytelling and proven methods, this makes him a sought-after voice for inspiring change and building brighter futures. Without further ado, help me welcome to the Speak Your Success show, Mr. Q the Speaker. Woo! Okay, flex on him there, Q. Okay, flex on him. What's going on, Q? How we feeling?
I'm doing wonderful. First and foremost, thank y'all for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. I love the energy. So thank y'all. Thank y'all.
Yes, thank you.
I almost forgot that I was introducing me. It sounds so good.
Oh! Yeah, man. Yeah. Well, you know, Q, it's great to get you on the show, just like I was talking a little bit earlier. And, you know, I was just talking about how it was we first met. I'm not sure if it was a year or 2 years ago, but I remember we were at this meetup. This was the first time I met you. You came in. I was like, who is this young Thundercat? You know, you came in, you had high energy, and then you just got up there and you just were spitting and you just were speaking life. So, man, Q, just talk to me a little bit, man, about where does this passion even come from for you personally, right? Because I didn't even know where the passion came from with your story and, you know, us meeting and getting connected originally.
Absolutely. So, again, thank you for having me. I believe that the passion came from, honestly, man, losing. You take so many losses in life, eventually you want to win. You got to be a self-determined person. And I truly believe that's how I became so passionate. To be honest, I had no true idea or passion for wanting to be a speaker ever. Like, it was never my passion. I mean, y'all was just talking about sports and March Madness. I was a football player. I don't know how I was going to get to the NFL at 5'6", 130 pounds, but I swear I was going, like, my whole, like, high school, everything. I'm like, man, I'm going to the league. I ain't trying to hear nothing else. So that was really my ultimate goal. And over time, when you start going through the trials and tribulations and trying to figure out this thing called life, I stumbled upon a speaking. I really like to say God chose me to do it, to be honest. It was never something that I actually wanted to inquire.
Wow. Wow. So from football, and then you stumbled into speaking.
Right. I mean, amongst getting in trouble as well. Like, my whole youth coming up, man, I was a troublemaker. In and out of trouble, class clown, alternative schools, expelled from school. I mean, you name it. Run-ins with police, everything. Like, I did it all.
So where was your switch?
To be honest, my mom passed away. So she passed away when I was 20. Happy birthday to your mom, by the way, as well.
Oh,
so
thank
definitely.
You. I appreciate
yes,
it. Thank you.
Absolutely. But my mom passed away when I was 20, and she was the person who always tried to keep me on the right track. So I came from a single parent household. And you know the old saying, you don't really know what you have until it's gone. At a very young age, my mom always tried to instill in me the right things to do. Mm-hmm. I always give my mother the utmost respect and credit. Everything I chose to do, she never raised me to do. I was one of those guys like, hey, the stove hot, don't touch the stove. I wanted to know what was so important about not touching this stove, so I'm going to go touch it. So
she
that
said,
was really
don't
me.
Do it, Q. She said, don't do it.
I mean, I got to be honest. She always told me, don't touch the stove. I'm like, yeah. Well, what's so, am I really going to burn my hand? So I went over there, and I had to burn my hand. I'm going to just be honest. I had to burn my head. And she instilled a lot of things in me early in life. Now, the older I get, I'm 28 years old now, and I feel like she knew she probably was going to pass away long before she told me, or long before she was ever diagnosed with stage 3 cancer, because I was like 14 and she was giving me like grown man principles. I'm like, quiet. Like, oh my, it just always sounded like she was nagging. But now when I look back on these things, I'm like, everything she taught me then prepared me for now.
Wow. Wow. And your mom, I know you spoke about, well, I know you talked about in your book. I know you really broke down your book a little bit about your mom. Talk a little bit about that, Q.
Ask what, my book or my mom?
Yeah, because I know your mom was part of what you talked about in your book. So just talk about what was one of the principles that stuck with you that she gave you that you put into the book, because I know there's a connection.
Absolutely. I mean, one thing my mom, I go and speak at schools and say this all the time, but one thing my mom kind of taught me, I have this one method in there called GPA, goals, plans, and actions, right? Which I created myself, but that was a principle my mom always taught me, was to have a goal. I don't care what you do, do something. Like, you need to have some type of goal of what you're going to do and put some action behind it. Go do something. So I created it myself, but that was one of the principles she always taught me. Like, she didn't care if it was a job, if it was going to be going to the league or something, but she just always felt like, listen, running around in these streets, ain't nothing out there. You need to find something you want to do. She tried to teach me how to cut hair. I wish I'd have actually picked up on the trade. My mom tried to teach me. I was so mad, and I've never even told anybody this story. One time I was like 13 years old. My mom bought me a pair of clippers for Christmas. Wow. Oh, I was so frustrated with her. I was furious. I'm like, what am I going to do with this? I'm like, boy, you better learn you a trade or something. I'm like, I'm not trying to hear that. So definitely, man, my mom, man, she instilled so much stuff in me, bro. Just staying out of trouble. She also taught me about what I go speak at schools now about. I call it the dang if day. And my mom always taught me, like, the reason I say dang if day is because dang is used to emphasize emotion, right? So frustration, disappointment, anger. And then if is a conditional clause, basically meaning if you could have the situation back, you would do it differently. So my mom taught me, you don't ever want to run into that day, because we make so many mistakes. And then we look back on things and we say, man, dang, if I just would have done it this way, you wouldn't be in the situation you're in. And how many times have we all, that's something we can all relate to. Everybody has had the dang if. I don't care if you done cracked your phone, dropped it on the ground, or gotten a car wreck before. Just anything. You like, man, if I wouldn't have just done this,
that's
I wouldn't have been in
that situation. That's good. I like how you that's describe the dang. That's really
absolutely
good.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah, cute. And And I mean, with your storytelling ability, like, where was your entry point into learning how to speak? Like you got involved in a program, or, you know, you had a mentor. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Absolutely. My entry point actually into speaking was social media, Instagram to be exact. So after my mom passed, I went through every phase, depression, secondhand suicidal, just everything. It was like, I always describe it as, imagine being born with one leg and then that leg get cut off. You don't know how to walk no more. I was in a single parent household. The only woman I ever knew, I lost that at 20 years old. So I was really lost. And I was like, I got to get myself out of this. So I remember just sitting on the bed talking to God one day. I was staying with my grandma at the time, and it was me and it was seven other people there. I slept on a twin bed in the living room, me and my cousin. I slept on one, he slept on the other. I'm talking about beds so small, like if you turn left or right, you falling off the bed. You sleep in the military, like you stuck. Well, ain't no, you can't move too much.
Yeah.
No, I'm being serious. So
that's real, that's real.
Throughout that process, man, I just started getting on YouTube. And I wanted to encourage myself. I wanted to uplift myself. I've always been a self-motivated person. And I ended up finding people like Eric Thomas, Inky Johnson, Jeremy Anderson. And I started listening to their videos. I didn't take a class, no program. I just started listening to their videos. And they helped me to actually get the courage to help myself out of my own situations. And once I got to that point, I said, you know what? I'm going to try to write a book about this. And I became a self-published author. So I literally took my phone one day, went in the bathroom, set it up, and started talking. And I started getting views, likes, comments. And then one of my boys who have a program for youth football in South Dallas, he called me one day. And he was like, yo, you want to come speak to like a group of 50 or 60 kids? Wow. Never spoke in front of a crowd in my life. I was like 21 years old. I'm like, sure, I'll come. And that was my entry point.
Wow, that is amazing. So was it when you did your first speaking engagement in front of 50 people, 50 kids, were you nervous? You were
absolutely
good at
that point? Yeah. Oh my God. I think I did terrible. Now that I know what I know now, I feel like I did terrible.
Yeah.
But when I look back on it, even at a time like then, they were like, man, you did amazing. The young men, they were interested, and I was able to give them some, instill some things in them and give them actual principles that they can carry on with them throughout life. They probably still remember something from that day to this day that I probably felt like, oh my God, I said that was terrible. That was trash. Like, but they enjoyed it. So definitely. But from there, I never looked back.
And so when you spoke with them at your first engagement, did you implement your goal acronym then?
No, I don't think so.
Because I like that. Can you break that down? Can you say every letter?
Absolutely. A GPA. So when I go to schools, I always use this little trick question that I ask the students, what does GPA stand for? And they're going to say grade point average, right? And then that's the trick. I'm like, well, at least y'all know something. Make a little joke. And I'm like, well, at this point, that's not what that means in this particular scenario. Mm-hmm. And I tell them, if you want to have a good grade point average, you need another GPA, a goal, a plan, and an action. And the goal is a objective you set that you want to achieve. Mm-hmm. The plan is the well thought out idea on how you're going to achieve the goal. Mm-hmm. I always tell people, literally, the goal is where you want to go. The plan is the transportation, right? So if we're all on this podcast right now and I say, hey, let's go out of town. First thing we're going to figure out is where we're going. So if we say Jamaica, Africa, wherever we're going, that is the goal. Then we have to put together a plan. We got to start packing. We got to start saving money. We got to figure out, are we going on a cruise? We taking a boat, a train, a plane? So what does that transportation look like for you? What is the plan in order to get to the goal? And last but not least, I always tell people the easy but hardest to do is the action. Because you can put the goals, you can have the plans, you can stare at the goal board all day, but if you ain't going to execute on nothing, none of what you wrote down, it's just words. It's just words and letters. So.
Well, so with you being somebody who's self-motivated, how do you push yourself past, okay, I have the goal, I have the idea, but how do you push yourself past just stopping there? And how do you put yourself, you know, to getting to the action? Because, you know, Q, a lot of people, you know, they got a lot of goals. Start off the year, this year I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. But you being self-motivated, like, talk to us on Moment of Monday. Talk to us, Q. Like, how do you get past? How do you get past that point of planning and taking action?
Absolutely. I truly believe it's just one step at a time, and literally, whether you feel like it, whether you don't, actually going out and doing the thing that you said you were going to do. I said this speech years ago. If you're in a room and you have a goal and a plan, and your plan is your back is on this wall and you want to walk across the room, eventually you're going to have to take a step forward. You can talk about how you're going to take a step forward. You can put a plan together, but eventually you're going to have to start walking. And I'm one of them people, I'm going to be honest, I want to fail fast. Throw me out there, I'll learn as I go. I fail. I like wasted thousands of dollars trying to release a self-published book. I've done speeches and I wasn't prepared, got up there and failed. And I'm like, man, that was trap. But I wanna fail fast. I wanna learn as I go.
Mm. Have you always had that mindset? Or was it this something that you learned along the way with like the fail fast mindset?
I haven't always had that mindset. I've kind of incorporated that over the years, but I have always been a natural born leader and self-motivator. So they do kind of, you know, coincide. So,
yeah.
Exactly. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Sure. So I will say that.
What are some hiccups that you've had along the way of your speaking journey?
Oh my God. Several. Where do you want to start? You want to start with a book? I bought several ISBN numbers, which is basically the social security number to your book, figuring out how much does it cost, paying for programs in order to figure out how to be self-published. And when I got done, I probably spent about $3,000 to $5,000 only to figure out it probably only took about $500 to $1,000 to release a book.
Wow.
That's true.
Right. Wow. That's so true. You would say just like the internet, what you saw on the internet, going by all that stuff, and you're like, let me do this because I saw someone do this, or let me do this because I Googled that. And then it's like,
absolutely,
you're putting money down, money down, money down, and all you needed was $500.
Absolutely, because I've always been a person to say, I mean, it's only one or two ways that you're going to get something accomplished. Yeah. Either you're going to take the time out to do it yourself, mm-hmm, or you're going to pay the people who already know how to do it. But the problem with that in today's society is you will pay people to complete a task for you. And they will give you the most basic information. And you're like, bro,
I could've. Or they're not credible.
Yes, or they're not credible. And it's like, bro, the information you gave me, I could have got off of like a YouTube video. Like, it wasn't very in-depth or nothing like that. Like, you know.
Exactly.
Like, there is some of that.
Yeah, so, there is some of that. Because I could have sat there and Googled it and went on YouTube just like you did. And I'm paying you.
I will pay for someone who actually knows like concrete, detailed stuff. Like, hey, first you need to do this, do that, but not just, hey, first thing you need to do is open your computer and Google this. Like, bro, was that really the advice you gave? I paid you $500-$600 for you to tell me search this up. So, I went through that process. Man, with speaking, I was initially thinking that I had a story, I came from a hard time, and I could just speak. So I ran into a lot of hiccups with that as well because I would speak, but I wasn't really getting to an objective or point. So I had to get into these programs and to learn how to construct an actual message and how to deliver it to people instead of just going up there speaking and it sounds like I got a depressing story and I just come from hard times.
Right.
So I learned that along the way as well.
Understood. Well, guys, please ask your questions for Q in the chat. If you have any questions for him, put it in the chat. We're going to answer questions when we come back. We're going to take a quick break. I'm loving this conversation with Q the speaker. Right, Jonathan?
Q the speaker. Bow, bow, bow. Yeah, man. Yeah, just telling the story, giving it like it is. Giving it like it is.
I'm loving y'all too, man. It's amazing. We having
fun.
Great. Tonight.
Appreciate it. All right, guys. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we will be right back.
Do you want to feel confident in your skin every day? Introducing Skin Rituals, a luxury home-based skin studio that specializes in hyperpigmentation, acne, and personalized treatments for every skin type. Owned by solo esthetician and registered nurse, Courtney Durham, Skin Rituals is all about curating facial treatments designed just for you. Hydrate, brighten, nourish, and soothe your skin with expert care and cutting-edge techniques that promote natural healing. Whether you're looking for a relaxing facial or a transformative chemical peel, Skin Rituals offers results-driven treatment tailored to your needs. With over 7 years of experience, Courtney's goal is to help you safely achieve the healthy skin that you deserve. At Skin Rituals, we believe that taking care of your skin is an investment in your confidence. Book your appointment today and leave every session feeling grateful for the choice that you made to take care of yourself. Skin Rituals, because your skin deserves the very best. All right, family. Welcome back to Speak Your Success. Tonight is Monday Momentum. We're here tonight with Q, the speaker, and he is somebody who specializes in equipping the youth with tools to overcome their challenges, heal, and thrive. Q, my man. One thing I want to just talk with you about, because I know we're talking a little bit about the speaking, and just like we're talking about a little offline, one thing I can appreciate about you is that you always are authentic, right? When you walk into the room, and I feel like that's even the reason why you might not have felt you left a great impact on those youth you first spoke to, but I know you did because you're always authentic, you're always true to yourself. Where did you learn like how just to operate in that, or how to own like who you are, no matter what room you're in?
Again, great question, by the way. But again, it comes back to my mother. I got to give her all the credit. I mean, I think so much so she instilled that in me that it came back and bit her in the butt. Because at a point in time, she taught me to always speak up. Don't never let nobody make you feel disrespected. If you're in an uncomfortable position, you need to speak out. Until I started doing it with her, and now she's like, hold on now, you're being disrespectful. You don't talk back to me. So, but she was like, the one who taught me these. Yeah, so then I have to kind of figure out that balance. Like, all right, well, so yeah, I would definitely give it to her. When I go speak places, I have this catchphrase that I always use. It's on my Instagram as well. I'm going to speak on it. That's my catchphrase. I say that at the end of like every speech I make. And I say that because when it comes to, like you said, authenticity, I like to go to schools and these youth programs and prisons and juvenile centers, and I like to tell people uncomfortable truths.
I want you to dive in on that, what you do with the youth. You're going in the right direction. Go ahead.
Okay. So I came up with that because a lot of times, right, if you go to school, we was all in school at one point, you have the people who are telling you, like, go to college, you can be whatever you want to be an astronaut. And nothing's wrong with college at all. I definitely think you should go to college, pursue your dreams. But I think that the average speaker has all of this good stuff to tell you, to instill you and empower you to go chase your dreams and go conquer life, which is amazing. And I think I needed a different twist because my mom passed away when I was 20 But she got sick with stage 3 cancer when I was in high school. I was 17. So I came up with the term, I'm going to speak on it, because I like to have the uncomfortable truths with the conversations. Who's speaking to the young lady who's getting molested at home? Who's speaking to the young man who every morning when I woke up, I didn't know if I was going to walk in the room one day and my mom wasn't going to be breathing? What about the young man whose family who's really poor and his mom has 5 or 6 kids and they don't know how they're going to eat tonight? Or the young lady who they lights off at home? They not thinking about college. They don't know how to go out here and chase their dreams and be the best they can be. They trying to figure out how to get from today to tomorrow. Right. And that's very unfortunate. And I was one of them people who was in that situation. So when I would hear speakers, I'm like, I would tune out. Man, you not talking to me. I don't relate to you. My life hard. I'm struggling. So.
Man. So is that some of the same work that you... Are those some of those same topics and areas of focus, just like what producer Britt was asking about, that you, when you get the opportunity to partner with, you know, the juvenile centers and, you know, individuals who might be in those type of situations? Is that some of the same content that you give?
And how tough is it to talk to these kids?
To be honest, when you're real and you're being yourself, is not as hard as people think, because like I said, I'm in a certain type of niche, so I'm targeting a certain crowd and I'm talking to them and they're very receptive because of the thing. It's reality. I don't want to come in here and tell you about all of the good things about life. I'm kind of one of the people like, hey, you got 2 streets, so you already down the bad street. Let me tell you how it's a dead end at the end. I want to talk to you. You already headed down the wrong direction, or your life is already hard. Let me show you how you might want to turn it around, because I know it's at the end of that road. If you want to go down it still, by all means, be my guest. But before you do that, let me come try to inspire you and tell you, hey, you still have an opportunity to turn your life around. So.
I like that. That's very touching. Yeah. And Thank you. Often are you at the juvenile center?
I've probably been to the juvenile centers about 3 or 4 times. But literally, whenever I get calls, it's all different type of things, because I don't just speak at juvenile centers. I actually just left Lusteric Courthouse speaking for first-time felony offenders in front of about, like, oh, yeah, caseworkers, attorneys, judges, and about 50 or 60 offenders in the audience talking to them.
Cue you everywhere.
Oh, yeah, detention centers. School districts, juveniles, court systems. I'm everywhere.
Yeah. Athletic teams.
Athletic teams, football programs, basketball programs.
Yeah.
Yes. All right, Jonathan, you want to get to these questions?
Let's go ahead and get into some of the questions. Let's get into some of the questions. So first up, we have Fred Jones Esquire, and he said, question, did you register your book manuscript? And did you get a copyright certificate for your book?
That is actually a great question. I want to say I believe I did. Again, I went through apps like Fiverr, paid people to do certain things. So I would say that I think I did. But honestly, I'm not sure. But I'm glad you asked me that question, because that's actually something I'm going to check on tonight. Because I released my book 4 years ago. I released a book when I was 24. I'm 28. So that's never been a question that was asked to me. I more so usually get people asking me how do they release a book. That's a new one, so I like that. That was a great, because, good question. I have to check
that. Because Dr. Fred Jones is a published author, correct?
Yeah, he's probably helped over thousands of people self-publish. Because that's my dad. He helped me publish and everything like that. And you know, that like that's his whole lane, his whole industry. Mm-hmm. Help authors become self-published. Help authors become bestsellers overnight. Yeah, that's
Pops, we need to have a sit down. We need to meet up then. I think, but you might have said something that nobody said. You got me. That was a good question. I'm like, oh, I don't know. I'm gonna have to check on that one. I really don't know.
All right, Jonathan, our second question.
Yeah. Okay. So our second question is Wellness with Giovanni, and she asks, "How did you identify your main topic for speaking, and how did you grow your skills?"
That's a good one.
Great question. So, first and foremost, how did I identify my main topic? I always tell people, you have things that you're probably passionate about, that you want to speak about, and then you have things that are like naturally God-given to you. So coming from where I come from and doing the things I've done, I had certain things I was passionate about speaking about, but I ended up finding out just out of going and speaking at different places like, hey, this is home for me. People who are going through hard times in life. So it was something that I could relate to. It was my story. So it was natural. I didn't have to make up stories and try to sound convincing to people. It was something that I was already dealing with. So I resonated with that crowd. And how did I grow my skills? That I'm going to be completely honest about. I invested in different speaking courses. That's actually how I met Jonathan. So I went through Game Changers. I went through Next Level Academy, just different things in order to actually figure out how to craft this story and deliver it in a way that just helps the young men and young women out there. So that is definitely how I grew my skills.
So with talking with young men and young women, do you have patience?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I do.
Okay.
My patience is kind of, that's a great question, but I phrase it like this, right? You always have I don't care if I go speak to a room of 100 people, everybody in the room is not listening.
Yeah.
What I had to realize was that at a point in time, I would stress myself out trying to get everyone to listen. But again, the term I'm going to speak on it, the uncomfortable truths, I've literally went into juveniles and went to prisons and had to tell young men, some of them in there doing this, they like this. And I'm like, truth be told, some of y'all are going to end up dead in jail. It's unfortunate. I'm not trying to project that onto you, but this is reality.
Right.
Some of you young women are really going to get pregnant in high school. And, you know, you had a bright future in front of you, and it's going to all go downhill. This is reality.
Yeah, that's right.
Some of you, your parents are truly going to pass away. And you know, some are gonna be homeless. Some of us gonna have best friends, and we're gonna break apart. We're gonna fall out. Some of us are gonna pass away at 18. You've seen it. You've been in high school with people who've died, and you like, man, life is short. So I keep that in mind as well. So as I'm speaking, sometimes I'm like, hey, you don't gotta listen to me. But I will try to resonate with them a little bit. So if I ever catch a guy or a young lady on their phone or twisting their hair or acting like they zoned out, I'll be like, yeah, and to the people back, I won't never say names though, but I look in the crowd and say, yeah, I see some of y'all on your phones and you don't care. Watch, you're going to be the main person to fail this class again. Then they look up, like, oh, let me put my phone down.
I like that. Real talk with Q. I like it.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah. So, Q, what's next? What you got coming up? What's going on? We got the book.
Absolutely. What's next is being the traveling around the world and being one of the top speakers. That's what's next. I want to go state to state, city to city. Texas is so big right now. I'm kind of on a mission to conquer all of Texas. I want to impact hundreds of thousands of students, and I want to take. I mean, you could speak in Texas for years probably without leaving, with the amount of middle schools, high schools, elementaries. I mean, Texas is so big. So that's really what's next for me, is taking it one step at a time, starting in my state, in my city, and just conquering everything out here and then branching out.
Can you tell the people where they can find you? Instagram, your website, where can they buy your book?
Absolutely. So you can find me on all platforms at Q the Speaker. I don't care if it's my website, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, everything is on one accord, Q the Speaker. And you can find my book there as well. The name of my book is The Poisoned Dreamer. And this is my book right here.
All right. Well, Q, thank you so much for coming on with us tonight. I appreciate your story.
Most definitely.
Real time with you. I like it. Real time.
I'm gonna have to take that into consideration.
You can have it. You can have it.
Jonathan, I've been telling you, that's my next project. I need to get on this podcast wave and start bringing people in. And
say, Q, the people need it. The people need it, especially just like how you bringing it real, raw, relevant. Mm-hmm. And you're coming from a different angle. Q, come on. It's Q time. Okay.
It's that time, huh?
Yeah,
I don't got the watch on, but it's that time. Most definitely. Most definitely. Yeah, and one last thing. I always tell people, this is one thing I live by as well. This is my brand. No complaining before 10 a.m. Forever alive. This is one thing I stand by as well. This is how I keep myself motivated as well. I actually use this through setting reminders, and it just kind of became trendy to me. And then I started saying it every day, putting it on shirts, and people started buying it. So no complaining before 10 a.m. I always believe if you start your morning off already complaining and you negative, you're going to ruin your whole day.
Gone. Yeah. And they can buy that on your website?
Absolutely.
All right. Q, you one-stop shop. All right, Jonathan, right to you for your final thought. Thank you so much, Q.
Thank you for having me.
Most definitely. All right, family. All right. So, man, Q just came in, just gave us some motivation, some momentum on this Monday, y'all. And we're gonna keep that same energy. So, just like Q said, his brand said it all. No complaining before 10 a.m. So, understanding the people we're connected with, the people that's around us, let's understand that the energy we put out, that's the energy they're gonna take on. So, y'all, let's not complain. Let's keep it upbeat. And find somebody who might be not having the best day and just give them a little uplifting. Give them a little hug. Give them a little bit of encouragement. Tell them you love them. But y'all, until next time, we're coming right back tomorrow with more Speak Your Success. It's going to be Teach Me Tuesday. And y'all know it's a free masterclass here every single Tuesday. Hit the subscribe button just down below. And family, remember, speak your success, believe in your greatness, and please continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you and why should you live any other